This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Zaire Mitchell-Payton, first-year player, I should say, is the man protecting, and Henry lost the football. And the Bills are down there. And they have it. For a game-winning field goal. From 32 yards, Prater made it. And the Bills open their final season in this stadium with a stunning comeback win.
Very disappointing. We're just going to have to regroup and get ready to go play a long season. We've got 16 games in front of us. Good football team, tough environment. Obviously, we did many good things, but we didn't play well at the end. Two big situations, the fourth down play. I mean, that's kind of a play that you don't really expect to happen. I mean, that's a pretty lucky play. But they made it. Between the scrambles, I had Josh Allen played a great game, obviously, especially at the end in the fourth quarter to make those plays. Scramble plays, extended completions, and then a couple big pass plays. So that's it.
That's it, all right. A familiar refrain is Ravens play a big game, get out to a big lead, and blow said lead. John Harbaugh coach team seemed to do that a lot. This very frustrating evening in Buffalo for Ravens fans. They're up 40-25 with 4 minutes to go. They lose 41-40.
Staggering. It's on brand, but it is staggering. I mean, they are finding ways to do things that we've got 100 years of history of this sport that would tell you are almost statistically impossible. Can you imagine having a 15-point lead with 4 minutes to play in a game and you outgain that team by 130 yards rushing? They had a plus 130-yard rushing differential. Mm-hmm. Differential. While having the opportunity to milk a 15-point lead with four to play. They outgained them by 130 in the fourth quarter where they barely even had the ball on the ground. And they still lose. Teams with 40-plus points, 235-plus rushing yards in a game were 277-0 all time, mm-hmm. including the playoffs before that. Harbaugh has now become a historically significant figure in the all-time history of the NFL, not just for winning as many road playoff games as he did to start, but for blowing more fourth-quarter leads in the modern era than anybody else, blowing more double-digit fourth-quarter leads just in the last 5 years alone than most NFL coaches, frankly, do in their careers. They find new ways to lose, but what's common is I'm sick of playing. We've played the game forever. Who was more responsible for it? They're all responsible for it. They crap the bed systematically, way too frequently, with big leads in the fourth quarter, offense, defense, special teams, macro-level decision-making, micro-level decision-making, and all that falls on one person ultimately during the week, in season, John Harbaugh. we can and will discuss how much of this remains personnel and what's going on over there, where they'd rather pay an inside linebacker $20 million a year to make the occasional tackle without ever really making a play, but don't want to pay anybody who's a natural born pass rusher. Like, there's plenty to discuss. We'll discuss it all. But when you start your season right where you left off, and it's consistently not just rookies who don't understand or second-year guys who don't understand how to down a ball at the one, but your highest paid players, your most veteran players can't get focused, can't stop tearing themselves apart from the inside when it matters most. And you're in charge of that sideline and you oversee meltdown after meltdown after meltdown after meltdown. Then, brother, it's on you. Got news for you. Not sure what the Bible says about who's winning a Super Bowl this year, but around here it says you are in Super Bowl or bust mode. You choose not to embrace that. You choose to play word games. You choose to skirt the issue. You started your summer already baking in excuses for a team that just finds ways to lose. Then you go out there and you soil yourself again. As a head coach all the way on down, you soil yourself again. I've never said it before. I didn't tweet it till last night. The head coach is on the clock for me. Buddy, get to the Super Bowl or you should be fired. If you keep doing this, maybe you even should be fired in season. Chuck Pagano has been a head coach before. They can't let this culture of rot continue.
He's got 17 double-digit yep. second-half leads. It's the most by any coach since 1991. He's blown four 15-plus point leads since 2022 alone. And looking at last night, 99.1% chance to win with 448 remaining. It's an inexcusable loss, and you can pick apart, and we will over the next 4 hours, what went wrong in this game and the play calling and the clock management. But, guys, it was an utter collapse by a defense and a secondary that has been lauded all offseason. And lack of pass rush. They weren't even sniffing Josh Allen last night.
I wasn't
Three
sure.
quarterback hits in that game, one sack, and you look at the
dude dropped back 50 times.
Yeah. Look at the numbers in the fourth quarter. Josh Allen, 17 of 22 for 259 yards, one passing touchdown, two rushing touchdowns. That's good for a 130.9 passer rating. The 259 yards passing is the fourth most passing yards in the fourth quarter this century. That's inexcusable with all the talent that is in this defense. Zach Orr, second year as defense coordinator. What the hell was going on at the end of that first half?
That's a
it's,
joke.
It's not just the end of games. It's the end of halves. Yeah, it is the final two and final 4 minutes of halves, first and second.
Not rushing a single player on that final play, offensive play of the half was crazy.
By the way, a difference in seconds, you kicked the field goal with 3 seconds left on the play clock. You could have let it run all the way down, call a timeout, and kick the field goal there. I get some would argue you're icing your own kicker, but alas, they wouldn't have had time to score.
Yeah. The other play clock thing, on the Derrick Henry fumble, you can go back and look. The Ravens snapped the ball with 23 seconds left in the play clock with 3:13 remaining in that game. 23 seconds they snapped that ball.
They also seemed confused all night, especially in the second half. It was like, we're not going all out to rush Josh Allen because we're going to contain him, but we're not going to contain him. Because time and time again, he came up and under and broke contain, and when he gets outside the pocket, that's where he burns you. And how many times did he do that, especially in the second half last night?
You know he's going to do nothing but drop back and throw. Even the runs weren't design runs. It was him scrambling. He hit in the fourth quarter alone, he had 2.9 seconds to a pressure. That's an eternity in the NFL when you know all you need is one stop to get the game. They had a 27% pressure rate in the fourth quarter. That's horrible. 19% blitz rate. So if you don't, it's the same old thing when you play elite teams, even with a big lead. You don't really have the horses to get home. And guess what? Your scheme that you think is all that matters, it doesn't show up on the road against real quarterbacks in big moments ever because you blow fourth quarter leads all the time.
By the way, last thing. if you know and Bone knows and I know and Beltway Ben knows that if the Bills get the ball back, you don't have a chance in hell of stopping them.
Coward move.
How do you not go for it on fourth and two? And
coward
okay,
move.
You want to tell me Lamar Jackson's getting cramps? Well, call a damn timeout and give him a banana, you know, or give him some Gatorade.
Where were the cramps when he ran for 11 yards to start the drive?
Yeah, because here's what, and that was a prior drive. This was a three and out. But still, get him some Gatorade, call a timeout, because here's the game right here. Because you know, and I know, and everybody listening knows that if the Bills get the ball back, they're going down and scoring. So you know what? Put the game in the hands of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and go get that 2 yards and get out of there with a win. Because as soon as you punted that ball, the game was over.
How about taking one shot at least to the sticks?
Yeah.
How about that? How about a ball that travels where you need to go to win the game? Whether it's caught, intercepted, stops the clock, whatever. And everybody knew the entire fourth quarter that Josh Allen was going to have to play hero ball. Yep. He would be throwing it or running it himself every down. One other person, James Cook, touched the ball once the whole quarter. And guess what? The Ravens' lauded defense couldn't stop it. Your quarterback's better than theirs.
Yes.
And you didn't even give him a chance to either run it himself or have multiple cracks to throw the ball 8 to 10 yards downfield to put the game away.
And now the harsh reality is, in this Super Bowl or bust season, you're going to have to get through the Bills. You're going to have to get through the Chiefs. The Ravens are now 3-9 against Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen, including the playoffs.
By the way, I saw a lot of
3-9.
Saw a lot of Jair Alexander's back last night in the fourth quarter as he was chasing people.
Oh, well, look,
awful.
Who told you for 2 weeks don't play him in this game? Every day I would bring it up multiple times to go on record. Because if you let him talk you into it, or that's the only thing your GM did all offseason, so maybe we got to play this guy. Well, guess what? All I am is I'm a 50-year-old idiot with a laptop.
That's
but
true.
I told you for two straight weeks, if you play him off one practice, you will look like jackasses. You will look like fools if you do this because the other team is not as dumb as you think they are. And they picked on him relentlessly, and he had a horrible PI call where he didn't even try. All he really tried to do is get
the
flag.
To tackle him.
And three passes of 20 yards or more against him. And when you need to let somebody score, he's as low IQ as they come on that play.
Yeah.
Just like your whole football team when it matters, and you actually try to tackle when you're not supposed to. Smart team.
Massive, depressing game last night and a massive show today. Guess why? It's just that Mondays are very busy. We're going to take your calls twice in the show. So 410-583-1057, first call segment coming up at 2:30. But we'll check in with our buddy Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer. He joins at 4 o'clock, covers the Ravens for the Banner. What did he see last night? And Cordell Woodland, our guy, what did he see? He joins us at 5.
Oh, sorry. We got a lot to get to. We'll talk some O's, too. What a great weekend.
Yeah, I was there
Saturday
night.
Sorry the Ravens
awesome.
Obscured it.
Yeah.
Hope Sam's okay.
Yes.
What a home run from him. What a night for Cal.
Saturday was awesome.
Bones back.
Yeah, Bones back.
Greece was great.
Yeah. Coming up next, Necessary Roughness. John Harbaugh, you're on the clock. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're on the fan.
Yeah, I really rank it that way. You know, it's just disappointing, but we got a game to play next week, and that's what we'll be focused on.
John Harbaugh asked after the game to compare this loss to others, and he does not like comparison questions, so he was not going to play the Reindeer games. He's now got 17 blown double-digit leads, and that's the most since any coach since 91. He's been the coach in 2008. That's a lot, and it seems like this similar refrain keeps popping up over and over and over again. And I don't know that it's good enough to say, you know what, we're past it. Like this.
To start your season this way.
Yeah.
In a game of this magnitude where you were so physically dominant, like in many ways, it was more impressive than a lot of the late leads because of who you were doing it to, how you were doing it, where you were doing it, when you were doing it, and to once again, in all phases, take your foot off the gas collectively. He's in charge of that sideline, and something on that sideline from a mentality standpoint goes horribly awry when it looks like they've got a game won with between 9 to 11 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, it's maddening, but you can't get rid of all the players, and they're not going to blow out their entire front office, and it's clear for them to pick up right where they left off. It's maddening, and I think it does start to infect their mindset, and I think it does become, there's something in the back of their minds now. We've seen it too many times under this leadership where they're wired to self-destruct, and they're their own worst enemy, and I don't know how you fix that. And look, there is a part of me that looks at, you refuse to pay for pass rush, so I'm not going to put that on him. There's a part of me that looks at, they always want old heads in their wide receiver room. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it today, walking the dogs. Besides Van Noy, who on their defense has ever won a damn thing? Who are the winners?
No, nobody's won a Super Bowl.
Who are the winners?
No Super Bowl
on their defense. Even real playoff wins. Who? Who? I'll wait. So they tried it with Calais for a minute.
They got some guys.
And then they blew it in the fourth quarter.
They did.
They got some guys that went to the AFC Championship.
Come on.
Yeah. Jair Alexander's probably won some playoff games.
Like, I do wonder about that.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's a really young
Starks National.
It's a really young coordinator. They're trying to prop him up. Like, there's some things where I'm not going to say is Harbaugh, but here's what I will say. The decisions to punt and go for it, and the management of personnel,
and
like
clock.
How about 12 men on the field on special teams guy? They got away with it because the guy was out of bounds on the 2-point conversion. How about 12 on the field for that? Continued special teams meltdowns in the beginning, coverage units right from the start of the game all the way to 12 men on the field. That's on him. You hired the wrong defensive coordinator. Said it in real time. I'll say it again today. Did you see what Denard Wilson did yesterday? You are a Super Bowl or bust team. Everybody, Zach Orr is a great story. Rah, rah. We all love it. I'm sure he'll be your next head coach, a feather in your coaching tree cap. In real time, Denard Wilson was way, way more experienced, evolved, and ready to take over a team that was losing a coordinator of that caliber. You let that guy leave your building. You're still trying to dig out of that hole. That's a self-inflicted error. And all three sides of your team find ways to melt down when it matters most. That's on the coach. Like,
you didn't even mention clock management.
Well, I mean...
That's on him, too.
It's complete. But clock management, deciding to punt when you punted, putting the kid kicker in a rush situation. Like, all that's on him, and it happens a lot. And I've defended it to a point, yeah. And I would always say, who else could do it? But, like... There's a lot of guys who have reached Super Bowls, go to Super Bowl. There's also a lot of talent here. Like, there's a lot of talent here. You're not asking somebody to come in, you know, even like a Ben Johnson situation where they haven't won in forever. Like,
the Ravens' last coach won a Super Bowl.
Can I ask you a question? Is it starting to feel, have we gotten to the point yet where you're like, okay, Hart's won a Super Bowl, but guess what? Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Are we starting to get to that point?
I think he's better than them, yes. But my biggest fear is that there is a culture there where as long as Steve Bisciotti owns the team, Harbs is going to get an extension every 2 years. He's going to get richer, richer, and richer. And DaCosta is going to be able to do whatever he wants in football ops. And the dude's living on his yacht. And, like, I think everybody's too comfortable. I think everybody's reached a point where, like, oh, even him talking the way he did before the season started to me was a really big deal. And we played the hell out of that clip because he wasn't saying, look, we got to get a step further than we did last year. He's already building an we don't know this, and that's not guaranteed, and you can't say that, and you didn't play the game, right? He played the you fools that never played the game card. It's basically what he was playing. Well, I think that's a problem because, like, a lot of the players were saying, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep making mistakes. They're owning it. And he almost kind of football gods it. And then what do they do the first game of the year? They get themselves in a situation where they're once again one first down away on offense or one stop on defense, 10 more yards on offense from winning the game, and they can't get it done.
What's really concerning with all of this, and look, you can say John Harbaugh's been a head coach here since 2008. You're going to have these type of instances. But the frequency, and especially within the past couple of years, because, again, 4 15-plus point leads blown since just 2022. He's got the most double-digit fourth-quarter leads blown in the last decade. And the players change. You can go back to 2022 when Mike McDonald, his first year as defensive coordinator, blowing leads left and right. You bring in Roquan Smith. Okay, force multiplier. That settles things down. You still end up blowing leads. Okay, you bring in the closer in Derrick Henry. You still end up blowing this type of... Like, at some point, it has to fall on the head coach, and he's got to wear this.
We've got a poll, Bone.
Yeah.
Do we not?
Let the people
we're going to take some calls here.
Yet another devastating loss for a Ravens franchise intent of choking away fourth quarter leads season after season. Players and coordinators have changed, but same outcomes in critical spots. So we ask Ravens flock, if this trend continues through 2025, does the coach have to change? Over 1,600 votes. It falls on the coach 68.8%.
Oh, so round close. It up, Bone.
It's not his.
Yeah, 69.
I can't round it up.
69%, Bone.
I don't want to lie to the people. Uh-huh. It's not his fault. 31.2.
Go to IA1057 The Fan on Twitter to vote. That poll will be up for the next 24 hours.
I can
hours.
Defend it no longer.
Yeah, you and me both, man.
I'm watching that. You can't start your season that way.
No.
Not after that was the prevailing spirit of the previous season that didn't go where it should have gone, and the one before that didn't go where it should have gone. Enough's enough.
Our friend Baldy put out a tweet during the game. He's like, can anybody stop this Ravens offense? And I after the game, I tweeted, I said, yeah, the Ravens can. The Ravens, man, oh, man. It's another frustrating loss. 410-583-1057. Want to hear from the people. Who are you blaming? Ravens lose 41-40. We talk to the people next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's here on the Fan. Ravens blow a 40-25 lead in the last 4 minutes of the game, lose 41-40, and the phone lines are packed. 410-583-1057. Let's get things started with Ian and Timonium. Ian, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys, if you could just give me like 20 seconds to vent real quick.
Go for
it. I just wanted to talk about a few players. Roquan Smith, fraud, all bark, no bite. All fraud, absolute fraud. And he's still slow on the field. He's the digress since PQ left. He misses PQ more than PQ misses him. John Harbaugh, fraud. Ooh. Speaks in parables every single year. Parables, parables, parables. The team wins despite him. Zach Orr, unequipped, unexperienced. Fraud. No time for learning on a job while you're chasing a Lombardi. And the positivities, I wanted to say shout out to the left side of the O-line.
Yeah.
Voorhees and Stanley and Linderbaum played their ass off. The right side of the line struggled. Lamar Henry Zay, Kyle Hamilton, Teddy B, and Travis Jones. They seemed like the only players that was playing on that defense last night. Marlon Humphrey, where was he? Mark Andrews, where was he? Odafi Owe, where was he? Nowhere to be found. Jair Alexander, terrible game. Chidobe Awuzie played well. Nate Wiggins played well.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, terrible. Absolutely terrible. John Harbaugh's got to go. He's got to go. The talent on this team in the last 5 years with Lamar Jackson should be a three-time MVP. Come on, man.
Appreciate the call.
I'm one who's not afraid or ill-equipped to throw the fraud bomb. I don't know that I could call all those guys fraud. Like, I can't call Harbs and Roquan a fraud, but I've been saying it for years. Roquan plays like a $6 to $8 million a year linebacker. He ain't no $20 million a year linebacker. Got to make plays.
Yeah,
dude's on the field for 80 snaps and gets the occasional second man in tackle and helps wrap people up. Little guys like James Cook when he's got two massive dudes playing in front of him. Like, dude, there's no way I'm giving that guy $20 million. I said it in real time. I wouldn't have given him that money.
Yeah. Critical missed tackle on that James Cook 50 plus.
Can't reception. Cover anybody. Now, that's true. And, him in coverage and, is a joke.
Well, according to NFL Pro, Josh Allen went targeting Roquan Smith 4 of 5 for 80 yards.
Dude, it got obscured because it became like just crazy train, throw it anywhere. Go look at what he did throwing to the tight ends in the first half. It was like five targets, five catches, 60 yards. Like it was same old thing.
Yeah. Let's grab Steve in Baltimore. Steve, you're on the Fan.
Yeah. Love your show.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just going to say this. We didn't lose because of them turnovers. We lost because of lack of urgency and lack of that dumb playbook that they have. The play calls are stupid. That gets nowhere and gets no yards. That's why we lost. And then Harbaugh, he just stand there and he don't adjust when he see that the Buffalo adjust to try to beat them. And that's what we suffer from. We suffer from lack of adjusting, and we need to start getting on the field and go down the field and score every time we get on that field. That's the only way we're going to win Super Bowl like the 2000 Ravens did. Even though they couldn't score, they went and got field goal. We got to do something.
Appreciate the call.
40 points on the road in prime time. I mean,
how about get a stop?
Yeah.
How about get a stop? You got some names on that defense,
dude,
Jason.
They keep drafting in the first round. It's defense, defense.
The Ravens offense had the highest explosive play rate in a game over the last decade. You can quibble about some of the play calling late, but they scored 40 points. They ran the ball up and down
the field.
The sweep
end around thing to Zay Flowers is stupid.
Yeah,
but I can't say. I mean, Todd Monken. Well, here's the other thing. Here's what I'm honestly starting to think. Like, I this is perverse, but I spent a weird amount of time thinking about it this morning. They scored too fast. They only ran 50 offensive plays. No, I swear to God, they only ran 50 offensive plays. They scored 40 points on 50 offensive plays. I really think Monken maybe screwed two of them up. That's a pretty good batting average.
Yeah.
And yet they lost.
Yeah. I didn't love the play calling.
They can't put the Bozo defense on the field.
No. Let's go to Bob in Ellicott City. Bob, you're on the Fan.
They need don't run it more than 40 yards. Henry, when you got the explosive,
get
stop
down.
After 40 yards. Stop dropping
get
low.
Down.
Let them tag you. Let's burn another 2 minutes off the clock and then do it again. Don't score too fast in the first quarter.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, I wanted to highlight a couple numbers I haven't seen anywhere else. Harbaugh's all-time win percentage with the Ravens is .615 win percentage. And whenever I tell my friends, we got to move on from him, that's the number they cite. But he's a winner. He wins 62% of his games. When you split those, though, between teams with winning records and losing records, there's a huge difference. He is 8-20 all-time against teams who ended the season with a losing record. So he beats up on teams like the Browns. His win percentage against teams who ended the season with a winning record or .500 is only .486. He sucks. He is a loser against good teams. And I tried to find other coaches, like, you know, what their comparable win percentage against strong teams. You know,
I'd be curious with Mike Tomlin, to be honest. If you have
you know what, Tomlin,
I can look it up.
Mike Tomlin,
Andy Reid is like 56 win percentage against winners. I know Belichick is positive, but you know, Harbaugh.
Bob, can we just make a clarification? Can we just make a clarification? Like, Freddie Kitchen sucks.
Right. I don't think he's a loser. I don't think he sucks, but maybe he's lost his fastball a little bit, and maybe his message isn't getting through anymore, especially late in games. Like, maybe we just need to change it up.
Yeah. Oh, 410-583-1057. We need to talk to this person.
Trippy.
He made it back.
Trippy's going to the Jets game against the Bills in December. I don't know if you're
Can we talk about the shirt first?
We did a lot last week.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sad, man. I ain't going to lie. It's the same old Ravens. You know who I blame? I'm going to be honest with you. I blame everybody except for the offense, but I feel like we should have did a little better play calling. And John Harbaugh, what is you doing, bro? Like, No, you know what? Pause that. Every time I turn around, the Ravens got the number one secondary in the league. So I'm going to be honest with you. Our defense is trash.
Yeah.
If they don't like it, they trash. And if they don't like it, step up. Because guess what? If we lose next week, we in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
They lose to Cleveland? Yeah. Trippy, we need a copy of that shirt.
Hey, I got y'all. Send me y'all size. I got
I want a 2X. Jason wants an X and Bone medium.
All right, I got you. But look, hear me out, right? It's so sad when I talk so much, you know what I mean, to them Bills fans. Oh. Hey, them leaving that stadium. I go to the other side. We are 15. How they come back that fast? Like, the Ravens is pitiful right now. And I agree with you said, Jason. I feel like they're too comfortable. Because, like, when they I don't care if somebody mad at me. This is what I observe with my own eyes. We're winning, everybody, y'all, then we lose, and everybody like, come on, man. And I mean, I'm upset Derrick Henry fumbled, but we can't even put everything on him. He played his ass off, man. But what about the defense?
They had time to still win that game. They had time to still win that game. I've got Mike Tomlin. So he got hired in 08, right?
Oh, I think that was 7.
Oh, yeah,
Harbs
was 08. Okay, let me take it down one year. Right.
I know it's a 1 year difference. I think we should ride these calls.
Yeah, let's ride these calls. Mike Tomlin, according to True Media, against teams that either lost in the wild card division, Super Bowl, conference, or won the Super Bowl. So basically playoff teams, 52-61.
Wow.
So that is a 460 winning percentage.
And what was Harv?
I thought he said 498 or something like that. I'll look up Harv's in a second. I'll look up Harv's.
410-583-1057. Want to hear more from the people. A tough night for the flock. What are your thoughts? Who's to blame? 410-583-1057. More of your calls next. More from the people. 410-583-1057. Let's get right out there and start with Mike in Middle River. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I guess I got a couple of points I want to get to right quick. First of all, it's everybody's fault, especially Hardball. And what I don't understand about him and Monken, when it gets down to critical time play calling, they shut Lamar down. They don't know how to use this guy yet. Lamar, there's an old saying, one of the old guys said that Lamar isn't great when he runs. Lamar's great if he runs, which means you got to keep that there. In that end of the final game, they should spread it out. They locked Lamar up. They had these guys. I seen Bateman and all of them. They guys didn't run no longer than 10-yard pass, 10-yard routes. They got to spread this out and leave the option of Lamar to run. They're horrible. And I want to say one thing about the fans of Buffalo. You guys haven't mentioned it. I know you won't mention it. But them putting their hands on Lamar.
Oh, no, that's terrible. I'm not afraid to mention it. That's disgusting.
They got a right to do anything and put their hands on anybody. And it's not right. And that's got to be taken care of.
And something that hasn't really been mentioned, too, because everyone's focusing on that exchange. Look at Derrick Henry's last touchdown of the game. Someone threw a water bottle at him.
Yeah.
You can see it clear as day in the end zone.
Well, and also, Collinsworth and Tirico, don't both sides it. Somebody reaches out into the field of play and starts smacking players upside the head. It's not equitable.
Yeah.
It's not you can't say, oh, they're guilty. No. Somebody initiates the process of striking a player on the opponent team in the other stadium. That's how
that's
crossing
started.
The third rail. Like, you get what's coming to you, you do that.
By the way, he hit two guys. He hit Hopkins and then he hit Lamar.
And he smacked Lamar.
Yeah.
And Lamar saw him smack Hopkins. As to the point that the caller raised, I mean, they are just very conservative. I missed the Harbs from 3 years ago who was balls to the wall.
2019, they
and
were
that's
incredibly
why I
aggressive.
Go back to, are they all a little too comfortable? Have they all made a little too much money? Do they all know that this owner ain't firing anybody until he eventually sells the team? I don't know. But yeah, you got the best player on the field. Utilize him to get those 10 yards and win the game because your defense in these situations sucks.
Let's grab Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my phone call. Man, so glad I ain't make that trip up there with Trippy, man. I saved some money. But, hey, there's a lot of people to blame, man. I can blame, we can blame Tyler Loop. We can blame Derrick Henry. We can blame the defense, the lack of pass rush, the secondary. Or we can blame Lamar Jackson, man, for, that fourth down play. He said, I got the cramps, right? Like, you probably one of the greats, man. You're on your way to be one of the greats. So
how about the defense get a stop, Rashawn, at some point? Like, come close to a stop. The offense scored 40
Lamar
points.
Lamar had a perfect quarterback rating until there was, 4 minutes left in that game.
Yeah, that's true. But then they listen, man. Like, if that was the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game, and we need Lamar for a fourth down play, is he still going to say, oh, I'm cramped up. I can't do it right now, man. Michael Jordan went out there with the flu, man, and took the last shot, won.
No.
So, I mean, when it's time to be great, you got to be great, man. You got to fight through it, whatever you're going through.
I hear you, and I would have called a timeout and got him some Gatorade.
Yeah.
But the coach made a decision. He said they weren't going for it. They're like, Lamar's
– the play calling leading up to the final play told me they weren't in go-for-it mode.
That's the weird thing to me. I felt the opposite. Like, when they threw it short of the sticks and it was fourth and two, I thought they called that play to get it manageable for fourth down, and then they don't go for it. Like, if you're not going to try to get the first down on third down, but you're going to get close, I thought that was the go.
Lamar had a 144.4.
I ain't blaming Lamar. And I'm
rating. No, 158.8 is perfect.
And I'm not blaming the kid kicker either. They're up 15
no, that
points.
Kid, he made a 50-yarder, his first kick in the league, on the road in prime time.
Yeah, no, that defense
in
get
a game
stop.
Where you knew 30 might not be enough, 38 might not be enough.
Marlon Humphrey makes real money. Roquan Smith makes real money. Nnamdi Madimike, real money. Kyle Hamilton, real money. Make a stop. You've got a first-round pick at safety. You got a second-round pass rusher who's supposed to be a first-round pick.
I told you he wasn't going to play much early in the season.
Make a stop.
No, you know what you do? Go out and get a real pass rusher. You had all offseason to do it.
Yep. Hey, Javon Clowney's still
He's
out there.
He's still on the street.
He's still out there.
We'll be talked about quite a bit tomorrow.
Let's get Patrick and
Unless somebody else signs him. By then.
Patrick, you're on the fan.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey there.
A couple things really quick. So, first off, Jason, I kind of agree with you with some of the callers that have called in. I don't think Harbaugh is a fraud.
No.
I don't think he sucks. But I do agree with you from the standpoint of 17 years is a long time, man.
Yep.
That is a long time for a message to stay fresh. And to the caller that said a couple calls ago, like, my buddies referenced this. So I have the same conversation with my buddies, and they always talk about, you know, he's got a Super Bowl. What else is out there? Who are we going to replace him with? So I just wanted to talk about that for a second. So you guys may disagree, but I still to this day hold to a certain degree that 2012 Super Bowl, Flacco had – one of the most epic runs a quarterback's ever had in the playoffs.
Yes.
That was also Ray's last ride.
Yeah.
So I think there was a lot that played into it that wasn't great John Harbaugh coaching. Because if we remember, Harbaugh was starting to taste the hot seat back in 2012, right? And then he tasted the hot seat again before Lamar came.
2018,
Again,
yeah.
Right? So, like, I fast forward to now and, like, last night to the point you guys are making, like, you said Denard Wilson earlier, Jason. Like, I hate the Monday morning quarterback this, but I still think we totally missed our opportunity with Mike McDonald, and that should have been the heir apparent to Harbaugh, that he never should have ended up in Seattle. And to the point of, like, what's out there now, it's like you kind of alluded to this earlier. It's like, dude, this roster is stacked. We don't need Bill Belichick to come in here to take us to the next level, I don't think.
No.
Right?
Not this Bill Belichick.
No.
If we go back in a time capsule, not Bill and Jordan, Bill Belichick. Hell no.
Balloons? Yeah,
there's enough talent on the roster now, though, that, like, we don't need, like, this massive, like, guru to come in and do it. Like, I think if we had McDonald, personally, I don't think we're having the issues with the defense that we're having now. I think that defense is pretty locked up. Look at what Seattle's still doing.
Here's what we definitely know. You can't let McDonald and Denard leave the building. Like, you can't lose them both.
Yeah. And you were saying that in real time.
John Harbaugh is 47-67, 412 winning percentage against teams that made the playoffs that season. He has won 7 of his last 10 against playoff teams. Mike Tomlin is 52-61, 460 winning percentage against teams that made the playoffs that season. He is 6-4 in his last 10 against playoff teams.
Yeah, I just think those two are connected in so many ways because they pretty much came in at the same time. You do hits in Pittsburgh. How many years have they been calling for Mike Tomlin's head? We know the postseason.
What about this?
Win drought.
A swap? Yes. Swap? Harbaugh to Pittsburgh. Tomlin here.
Hey,
I'll take it. I should put that poll up. Yeah. Would you do it? I would do it. I would even trade a pick. Harbaugh on a five for Tomlin. I think Tomlin works cheaper, so you got to factor that in.
Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game since Obama was.
Yeah, that's true.
President.
I think they're got to throw in the pick. Harbaugh's got more playoff
come
wins.
Come on, man.
I'm a big Tomlin guy.
I know you are.
Yeah, I like Harbaugh a lot, but
Harbaugh's got more playoff wins.
I'm not completely on the fire Harbs, but this is such a critical year, and we play that cut so many times of Eric DaCosta at the end of season press conference saying, I don't have a lot of work to do. Well, this roster is going to look a heck of a lot different next year, where it's going to be so much more turnover than this past offseason, where you have to maximize this. You can't squander these years where you have so much talent like in 2023 and especially now.
We'll take your calls more in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll get to you, I promise. That's coming up at 4. But coming up next, it's a Monday after a football game. It's six-pack time and six-pack of offensive observations next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want.
you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.